Let's now go to the Word of God this afternoon. Hallelujah. And if you're able, please rise up and let's turn our Bibles in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read the entire chapter. Let's be focused in the Word of God, because the Word of God has such power to renew our minds and our hearts and to build up our faith. Ephesians chapter 1. The subtitle in my NIV Bible, it says Unity in Christ. And you're going to take note of this as we read along the entire chapter, that this verse is so common. The words in Christ, in Christ. So here we go. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with our spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. That's Jesus. In Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In Christ we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under whose feet? The feet of our Lord Jesus, and appointed him, Jesus, to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who's going to give us understanding from the study of the Word of God. May you speak to all of our hearts, Lord, so clearly, God. And we thank you, Lord, it is you, Holy Spirit, who will enable us to obey you as you speak to our hearts for the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know, how many of you have... in a family where there are children in your house? Oh, let me see some hands. Okay. You know, in a home, in a family where there are children, you know, we see and observe how in their young minds, tender minds, you know, because they're beginning to learn about so many things that how many of your children, they ask so many questions, or grandchildren, maraming tanong, ano, why? You know, in our home, we have Aubrey and Haley, but particularly Aubrey, because she just turned 4, you know, I would observe that either myself or anyone who would talk to her, and she hears something new, she would always say, "What does that mean? What does that mean?" And she won't get satisfied, not until, you know, we would give her some sort of explanation, right? And when we would further explain what she heard from us, she would just say, "Oh." Oh. It's like, till now I know. It's like, oh. But, you know, I use that as a springboard for our study today is because all of us are called children of God. When you and I receive Jesus in our lives, we are called a child of God. So whether you're in your 80s, you're still a child of God. Whether you are in your early 20s or mid-30s, if you're 30-something, whatever your age, when you have Christ, you receive him in your life, you are a child of God. And so like little Aubrey, in her growing up years, you know, she's beginning to learn things about life. So likened to us, being children of God, we grow in our faith, right? We go, because faith has stages. In our growing up years, we start like as a baby. We find out in 1 Peter, when you and I got born again, the spiritual rebirth, we are called babies in Christ. That baby needs milk, and as a baby in Christ, we need the Word of God. So if you don't want to be a malnourished baby in Christ, you know, feed on the Word of God. Let's eat the Word of God. Drink the milk of God. The more you and I spend time reading the Word of God, it builds us up. Builds us up. Because the goal of God is for us to mature. For any earthly parent, of course, your desire and your goal is that when your children grow up, they will grow up responsible. They will come to know of life and be responsible for certain things and be productive. And so, more so with our Heavenly Father. He wants us not to remain babes in Christ, right? But he wants us to mature and to grow up. And so that's a process. It's a stage. So now, here today in the Word of God, in the book of Ephesians, that there is this, I would use the, because that's what the Word of God says, there's this unveiling of the mystery of the church. What does unveiling mean? Okay, let me give you an example. So let me just grab something here from my thing. You know, at work, you know, when the president of the company saw me and I was there in the coffee shop, it's like I opened up this thing and it's like, what is that? That's where I keep my stash. Okay, unveiling. Okay. I use this. Okay, this is, a veil is something that you put on. It's particularly women, do you know what a veil is? When you have a veil, it might be like this thing, flimsy, and I covered something with this veil, and probably some of you, if you look at it closely, you might see something underneath the veil, but it's only when that thing is unveiled that you would begin to see what's beneath it, right? Did you see that? So many times, that's what happens in our growth. That there's this veil. There's like, you read a portion of the scripture and it talks about important truths of who we are in Christ and what Jesus has done for us. That what he has accomplished, and because we talk about there's victory in Christ. And then when you hear that, it's like, huh? Victory? And look at what's happening in my life. But when we choose to dig and go to the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to do that unveiling until it becomes clearer and clearer, until we see what's beneath it. There is this unveiling that the Spirit of God is going to do today for us to know what the church is all about. We learned in our previous Bible studies that the church is not the four walls of a building. The church is God's people. The church, it's composed of people who have received Jesus and become and formed into one body, a unit, a body collectively, a group of people who love Christ, a people who know Jesus and say, you know what? I got born again. I got born again. And then part of the plan of God was not for you just to be a lone ranger, but He causes us to see that part of His plan is that you and I be part of the church, a local church. How this unveiling that's going to be shown to us continually, because probably most of you have read Ephesians. Ephesians, in this entire book, it talks about this mystery of what the church is supposed to be. You know, growing up as a young girl back home in the Philippines, you know, coming from a very religious background, you know, I say religious because I know Jesus, but does not have a relationship. So I would remember days, you know, riding in a jeepney. Probably if I share this with you, some of you probably coming from that same background, you might relate. You know, riding in the jeep, and when the jeep passes by certain church structures with steeples and all, you know what I do? I do a sign of the cross. You know, at times we were raised up in certain ways, but, you know, I have this awareness of God, but ignorant of the word. You know what I mean? That people can just go through the motion of going to a church service, but something is lacking when, like me, I would go to church. I'm aware of having Jesus, but what was missing was having a personal, an intimate relationship with Jesus. And that's what God wants from all of us. Not just go through the motion of just, oh, you know, and some people, they call it coming to church, oh, natapos ko ni obligasyon ko, right? They call it, parang you're obliged. No, it's a privilege. It's not an obligation, but a privilege to be in the presence of God. Because there's something about coming into His presence and recognizing that Jesus is here, who is the head of this church, the head of the church, the universal church. Amen. Praise God. And so it's not the building, but it's us. Because we are, the church means the called out ones, C-A-L-L-E-D. You and I were called out of darkness because we were in sin at one time. And we experienced that spiritual rebirth when we made the decision to accept Christ and accept His finished work at the cross. That what the Bible says, that only in Christ can we have the forgiveness of our sins. That's why the gospel is called the good news. We are sinners, all headed towards hell. But praise God in His mercy and grace. That's why, you know, when we sang that song, Father, You deserve the glory, because that was God's plan for us. When He had that appointment, a defining moment in your life and mine, when He gave us the opportunity to hear the Word of God. Because the Word of God, when you and I hear it, something begins to happen. There's this lamp, that's what the Bible calls, a lamp inside of us that only the Spirit of God can put a light in. And boom, and it's like when we accepted Christ, and we begin to see, wow, this is what the Bible is saying. Now we're beginning to understand slowly, like a little child, things about God from His Word. Amen. So now we're learning more and more from the Word of God, like what we've said, that the church is not the building, not confined to four walls, but as God's people collectively, formed as one body, with a purpose and a commitment to do what? To share the gospel, and that's a good news. So we are His church. In another portion of the scripture, it says, we are the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Alam niyo ba, when I first saw that, just that short verse, that was before, you know, God called me in this position. He said that verse, the people of God, they belong to Him. It does not belong to the pastor. It does not belong to any man or woman. The church belongs to Christ. Amen. We are the church of the living God. It's a possessive form in that sentence. He possesses us. No one possesses you. Hallelujah. No one owns you but Christ. And do you know that the Bible tells us how much He loves you. Hallelujah. How much He loves the church. Amen. And so we, as His church, formed as a body, the Apostle Paul, when he received that revelation from the Spirit of God, and gives us an illustration. So, you know, the Holy Spirit would gagamitin niya ho. He would use picture words for us to understand the message he's conveying. So he uses that the church is also like a physical body. When we look at our physical body, it has many parts: the eyes, ears, nose, hands, feet. And there are also parts within us, inside of our body, the heart, the liver, kidneys, and all, right? That are important part. They have a function for this body to function, right? Parts. And so we are his church, and we are his hands, his feet, his voice, to reach out to others who don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Amen. So in another, so Jesus, who is the head of the body, he says, you know, that we are the church of, I love what the Holy Spirit said, the church of the living God. That a God who is here in our midst is alive. Amen. So when I clap my hands, or I play my tambourine, or when I drop my envelope in my giving, God sees everything. When I sing a song, he hears my voice. When I pray, he hears my voice. He sees us. He sees you and me today. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. And so, our God is alive. Not alive, mindful of us. He's a God who sees everything about us, who knows what lies ahead of us. He even prepares us over what lies ahead. Glory to God. And so now he is the head of the body, and he's alive, and he has been given power over all things in heaven and here on earth. When you and I would like meditate on that portion of that scripture that tells us that Jesus has authority, so you know what that means? He has control. So he has control over who's going to be seated in White House on the next election. He is not bothered at all whether, you know, what's happening. It's not that he's not bothered or not mindful of what's going on around the world. Yes, he is. But what we're saying is, when he has authority over all these things, he knows the end. How many of you, when you are reading a suspense novel, how many of you read books here, suspense, mystery? Okay. At times, it's like you get into the middle of a story. It's like you want to reach and find out the end of a story. Yeah? Some of those streaming some movies, naku, ito na naman ako, baka mag-example na naman ako ng movies. But some people, it's like, yeah, or even a teleserie, it's like you want to know the end, right? But you know what? We're not just talking about a teleserie. We are talking about the history, a story of God. When the story, and Jesus already tells us the end of the story of human history, the end is victory. The end is victory over all evil that's found in... How do I know that? The Word of God in the book of Revelation. So we should know what the Word of God says over what lies ahead for us as a future. We don't need to go to some manghuhula. You don't, no. Don't you ever do that. If you have done that in the past, let's ask God for repentance. I used to do that because, you know, I'm itching for, you know, I remember there would be a subscription magazine back home in the Philippines. Nag-aagawan pa kami ng sister ko. It's like, oh, a women's magazine, and it's like, I'm Virgo and she's Libra. That's how I was before. Oh, what's in store for me for the week? And we would read that. Wow. And I would be like guided by what the horoscope would say. But that has changed. Glory to God. That has changed because I have a God who guides me. I don't depend on manghuhula or horoscope because I'm the God who created the stars, who knows what lies ahead. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. So I repented of that because when I learned that that's an abomination before the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I share that because last time we learned from the Word of God also that Jesus, another name that he was given, is he's the builder of a church. He's the builder of a church. So likened to architects and people involved in the construction business, they have a blueprint. They have a plan. Let's say they want to build a new building on a certain site, and there's an existing broken down building. And so a good architect would do, he has already a blueprint, a vision of what the building should look like. But the first thing he would do is what? Demolish the old structure. And Jesus, building our lives, when we allow him to build our lives, there are sort of like things that needs to be demolished in our lives. Do you know that? That's one of the process that God is doing. He would destroy anything that's not right before his eyes, whether it be pride or certain superstitious beliefs or many things. It's like I remember another thing that we would do back home when it's New Year's Eve. Oh, para manigong bagong taon. We would get grapes or anything na ano. Kailangan ang table punong-puno ng mga bilog na fruits. Wear something polka dot. Or hang grapes by the front door. Kasi, oh, and then when the clock strikes 12, eto na, kuhanin na yung kaldero. Ting, 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 ting. Para daw throughout the year, punong-puno lagi ang, you know, pots and pans will be filled with food. How many of you used to do those things? Thank you for your honesty. Yung dinimolish na ni Lord yun, di ba? Right. Would you say, ang swerte mo naman? Hindi tayo maswerte. We're blessed. We're blessed and favored by God. You know, when the Bible tells us that we are chosen, we are accepted, we are now adopted as children of God. Pag adopted, meaning to say, kung ano yung blessings, privileges in the kingdom of God, they're ours. Amen. They're ours. Amen. So unveiling to ha, unveiling. That hindi malinaw dati, pero, oh wow. Allow the Spirit of God to speak to your heart. See, because when you and I receive the Word of God, that Word is planted in your heart and mind. Receive it. Receive it by faith. Believe it. Believe that the Word of God is true. Amen. Lord, totoo to, God. Lord, like what Brother Nelson said, you could believe the Word of God, stand on it, and take steps toward what the Word of God says. If God says, anak, I love you, I'm blessing you. You're blessed. You're blessed. Favored. You would notice that. Kaya kailangan ng ating spiritual antenna nakataas. Right? Okay. Ang spiritual radar, kailangan clear ang perception that you and I would see at every turn the goodness of God. That you would see that people are kind to you. People are just like, wow, doing all many kindness. You know what? That's the hand of God. Why are they showing kindness? They can't even probably explain why they're kind to you. They're scratching their head. There's something about this person, huh? I like this person. See, God, let me give this. Let me give that. That's the hand of God. Favor from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we talk about spiritual blessings, we would always mention this all the time. It's not just limited to material things. God knows our needs. He does. And the Lord is never late. Amen. The Lord is never late, never delayed. He's always on time in providing for your needs. Amen. Always on time. Always on time. Because see, what's wrong about us is when we allow the things in the natural to rule us. What do I mean by that? When we hear the news, ay, nako, ito pala mangyayari daw. Ito mangyayari when President Trump won't win. They're concerned about the economy. Or the trade war between China and all that. And then the stock crashes. And then we are fearful. See, we... That's the work of the enemy in your heart and mind. When there is this uncertainty, and I know that because I've been there. I've been there several times. But what I have been sharing with most of you is the Lord knows. When you, pag nasabing, the company's closing, the company's not doing good, maglalay off. I've experienced that. But one thing that the Lord did was prepare my heart, and even before that day came, when the formal announcement was made that, you know, our office, we were working at AIG. They were selecting between the office in San Francisco and the LA office. And they chose the LA office. And when we were called by the controller and said, we're closing shop. So mabigyan ng last paycheck. And there were so many people who worked in that company for more than 30 years. But you know what? Because I have Christ, even before that day happened, the Lord showed me a verse through a pasalubong nila, Brother Roel, Sister Janet, when they came back home from the Philippines. It was like a wooden frame. Merong nipaha, tapos merong Romans 8:28. In all things, God works them together for good. For whom? Not for everyone, but for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. You know, there's something about the Word of God. Maaring nandun lang sa wooden frame na yun, ano? Pero the Spirit of God brought life and spoke to my heart. And so the Spirit of God like planted that in my heart. So when I heard the news, and of course, natural tendency, at one point, just very momentarily, I was concerned because, you know, I was like the head of the household when my father passed away. But alam niyo, the Holy Spirit was so quick, not to allow the fear to take over me. It is, in effect, saying, I'll take care of you. I've got your back. I've got your back. And you know what? All throughout those times, waiting for me to be employed again, the Lord has never failed me. He has even provided in ways beyond my expectations, because that's how God is to his church, to His people. Amen. And so we are learning more and more in whatever situation we find ourselves in that God is faithful. He's building us up. He's building us up. Know that. But there's one thing that you and I need to understand, because in the natural physical world, when someone's building a house, a nice house, or a high-rise building, the digging and excavating and the demolition, it's not a, parang it's like, to our minds, we want to see the finished product, yung maganda na. The digging and the demolition, parang di magandang process, right? But you know what? That all that process is before that building would be erected, it depends on how deep the foundation is. Without the foundation, you know, lalo dito sa California, let me use it as an example. Earthquake, diba? California is earthquake prone. And so that's why the way they would build buildings, the good architect would see to it that the foundation is deep. Kaya pag nag-earthquake, nagsasway lang yan, yung building. And we use that as an example because we know that in our lives, earthquakes will come. There will always be a shakening of our faith. Our faith would always be tested. But if our foundation, our faith is founded on Jesus, who is the rock, founded on His word, we hear His word, and then we obey His word. When the storms of life come, when the so-called spiritual earthquakes come, nandyan pa rin nakatayo, matatag. Amen! Glory to God! Yes. Hallelujah! And I know that we have stories here among so many of you. You have already gone through a lot in the past. But here you are! Here you are! You're still praising God. Glory to Him! Amen! Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Allow me to read this portion in Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27. Here we go. Christ loves the church and gave Himself for her. Ephesians 5. That He might sanctify and cleanse her, that's church, us, with the washing of water by the word. So what kind of cleansing does He do in your life and mine? You and I are being cleansed and purified. How? Through the word of God. That the goal is that He might present her, the church. Who's the church? We are. That He might present us to Himself. What kind of church? Woo! What kind of church? What kind of church? There we go. A glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So here in the book of Ephesians, it unveils to us the process by which God is bringing us, His church, to its destiny. Ano ba yung, ano ba sa Tagalog ko ng destiny? Help me. Patutunguhan. Ang destiny, destination. Ang destiny po natin is what? To be found mature in Christ. To be Christ-like. Yun ho ang goal ng ating Heavenly Father. Amen. So, the process is not through our own. Hear this. The process is not through our own ability, our strength, but through God's power, through His Holy Spirit. Di ba napansin ho natin yan doon sa Ephesians 1? That there is power made available para kanino? For us who believe. And it was described that it's mighty in God. Who wants to have the power of God? Amen. Oh, konti lang. Okay, siguro iba talagang ninanamnam. Okay, sige. Yung sinabi ko, medyo iniining nyo, no? Konti, ano. We all need the power of God. Kasi ho tayo, ang strength natin, limited, right? We all know that. So if you and I are convinced that we realize na ang limited ang strength natin, ang understanding natin, then we need a resource. Kailangan natin ng power for us to keep going and going, continuing to continue to grow in the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. So it's only through the Spirit of God. Because the power that made Jesus rise from the dead is the same power at work in us. The same power na ni-lift up siya, kumbaga sa NASA, nag-launch. How many of you are such in a deep, deep, parang low part na parang, oh, gustong gawin ng kaaway sa'yo, tinatapakan ko, naku, oh, umaakyat, tapos, naku. Hindi sasabihin, oh, break time. Oh, no, walang break time with Satan. Pag nadapa ka, gusto niya, tapakan ka hanggat hindi ka na makabangon. For you not to be able to rise up. But hallelujah, in Christ, we have the power to rise up. Amen. Even when we fall, Lord, nagkamali ako kahapon, God. Lord, inaway ko asawa ko, God. We rise up to the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't focus on the problem, the failures. Because we are in the process of being built up by God. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Wag ko kayong... time ko na ba? Ayuwa. I feel the love. Okay. Kala ko mahal niyo ako eh. Okay, alright. Sige. Alright, okay, alright. Nasaan na po tayo? Teka, sabay-sabay kayo. Hindi ko maintindihan eh. The power of God. Di ba, napakaganda nun for us to realize na pag we are so down, oh, teka muna, may power made available for me. Lord, kaya I'm going to tap into that power. Yes! Source! Be connected to the source! Pag may problema, don't allow the enemy na may ibubuling sa'yo. Isolate mo sarili mo. Oh, go to the source. I'm going to share with you a testimony later on. Because we all go through challenges sa buhay natin as a Christian. And He wants us to give up. He wants us to forsake our calling. He wants us na wag mag-continue. Do you know that so many are waiting for you? Sa harvest, merong taong naka-appoint for you to share the love of God. Eh kung sabi mo, ayoko na. Paano na lang yung... God can use someone else, but it's to our loss. Right? But you and I would want to experience the joy. In tawag sa Bible, inexpressible joy of leading someone to Christ. I experienced that. Ang sarap po ng feeling, masarap. Bakit ba masarap, no? Why masarap? Yung kind of joy na talagang hindi nyo ma-worry, ma-explain. I thank the Lord that He made me experience that, the joy of leading others to Christ. Napakasarap po ng feeling. Amen. And so, kaya wag ko kayong hihinto. Continue, because who knows, that the person na huling-huli ng kailangan ma-born again ay yung shisheran mo. Tapos, and then comes rapture na. Praise the Lord. Kaya we have always have to look and focus on what the Lord has in store for us. This is not our home. This is not our home. And you know why? God, I'm not picturing that God won't give us comforts in life. Yes, He will. But when problems come, it brings us to the reality na heaven is our home. This world, kung ano man ang i-offer ng mundong to, won't give the true satisfaction. Maaring, masaya ka, may bago kang damit, you bought a new house, ang ganda ng bahay, nice, it's nice. But when all of these things the world would offer becomes our goal, then we lose sight of our mission as a church, as a follower of Christ. All of these things, when God blesses us, He would want na tayo ay maging blessing to others. Why has God given you strength right now? He has given you the ability, that's right, Sister Emma, to serve Christ and to serve others. Amen. To know na ang fulfillment in life only comes from the Lord. And that is always, no one else can satisfy, only Christ. Hallelujah. So you know what the Holy Spirit needs, demolition and building up process? He just needs your cooperation and mine. The Holy Spirit needs our cooperation. The Holy Spirit needs our participation. The Holy Spirit needs our involvement. We need to get involved. Get involved in the work of God. Glory to God. And so the work of the Spirit is to equip you and me. Equip. The work of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, is to empower you. It's like you would say, paano ko ba i-share yun? But then when the Spirit of God, puspus ka, talagang filled with the Spirit of God, you were anointed for that time. And then the Holy Spirit told you, come on, you share now. And then you shared. Wow, and then makita mo, umiyak na lang yan. It's not what you and I said, but it's the work of the Spirit of God. Now, the message, talagang nagkaroon sila ng heart surgery. And you prayed with them. And then, pag tinanong mo, do you want to receive Jesus now? And say, yes, I want to receive Him now. And then you prayed together. And that person got born again. Experiences a spiritual rebirth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we are, remember this, we are just God's extension. We are His extension of Christ's victory over Satan. Let me say that again. Dahil this is where the enemy would always he would put things ating mind. What are you talking about victory? Look at yourself. What do you talk about victory? When was the last time you reconciled your bank account? How much money is in your bank? Things that would make us parang sabihin, he would always play things in our minds that would make us doubt what the Word of God says. But you know what? Hang on to the promises of God. Hang on to those words because God is faithful to His promises. Amen. So Jesus declared in Matthew 16, you don't have to turn there, verse 18, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against His church. Alam niyo ba yung gates of hell or gates of Hades means even the power of death cannot even prevent the advancement of God's kingdom nor claim victory over the lives of God's people. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, against us. Most of you, how many of you know Greg Laurie? Greg Laurie, now he's a senior pastor of a church based in Riverside. He's more known for having big crusades in stadiums here in Southern California, yung Harvest Crusade. Some of you probably are familiar with this public testimony that, he came from a broken family. He came from a dysfunctional family. he came from a family na hindi niya na feel ang love. There was one point talagang hindi niya alam yung kasi parang laging uprooted. They would go from so many places. The mom was alcoholic and had so many relationships. So nothing, no picture of what it means to be loved in a family. But you know what? The Lord had a plan for his life. He attended one, he was like parang one of the hippies then. Hippies siya, talagang. And then nakita niyo mga bunch of Christians. Sino ba yung founder ng Calvary Chapel? I forgot his name. Chuck, there we go. So someone invited him. So the Lord anointed and emboldened someone to invite him. So it's like, una, hesitant siya, ayaw niya, no? Kasi, ano ba itong mga, look at all this bunch of people, parang nawi-weirduhan siya. But until Chuck Smith, the pastor, shared the word of God, oh, boom, napuruhan siya. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. For someone na parang closed, hardened ng heart, and yet, tapos, nandun, siguro, ayaw, not even wanting to be there, but then the word of God was shared and preached and declared, boom, and then, wow, nag-melt ang heart. And make the long story short, he received Christ. And his life was never the same. That was his humble start. That was his humble start. And because Christ just, oh my gosh, talagang, he felt that the change that the Lord did in his life, he wanted others to experience what he was experiencing. And so he would share hanggang sa, they would have water baptisms sa mga beaches here in Southern California because that's what the Word of God says, to be water baptized and all. And so hanggang sa nag-grow siya, nag-grow, and now he's a pastor. He's a pastor. And a few years ago, something happened. Ano na siya, I'm not sure how young he was, how old he was then. He has two sons, I believe. And his, I think, oldest son was already involved in the ministry in the church where he is pastoring. That son was involved, he was one of the art directors. So it was a Sunday, and the son was supposed to be in church for the service at a certain time. You know, na lumipas ang time, wala pa siya. And so everyone was asking, where's Christopher? Until there was a group of Christians, na ano, dahil they were trying to text him and called him, no answer at all. Until they found out that the son got involved in a fatal car accident. And when people told him the news, Christopher's now with the Lord. Wow. Remember, he's a senior pastor. So grief overwhelmed him. Of course, that's a natural tendency for biro niyo, father siya and his son died. And I'm just, you know, sinashorten ko na lang ho yung testimony. Grief and pain over the loss of someone you love cannot be, hindi niyo, sabi niya, out of words. Hindi niya daw mawari, ibang klaseng pain and sorrow that he and his wife felt at that moment. And so that was Sunday. The following Sunday, he showed up for church. And, you know, people were asking, why are you here in church? And his answer was, why not? Why not? Because he realized that, you know, his faith in the Lord was being tested. There were moments wherein, Lord, how can I continue with the ministry with this pain? But then he realized, because he was surrounded by the people in church, that he felt God's presence, the comfort of God. At the moment wherein he was overwhelmed with pain, the Lord used his people, God's people, to comfort him, even as a senior pastor. Alam niyo, we can never limit what God can do through your life and mine. We, ang church, it's another name, is it's a family of God. Family of God. It's a pamilya. You know, I would hear that from a lot of parents, mothers. Pag nagkasakit ang anak, oh, Lord, ibigay mo na sa akin yung pain. Wag lang sa anak ko. That's a love of parents. pero hindi yung magandang prayer yun. I think it's more of an expression of how much you love the child. You don't want to see your child suffer. Lord, yung sakit niya, ibigay mo lang sa akin. No, don't even say that. Dun sa testimony ni Greg Laurie, what he's saying is what sustained him all throughout those years was his faith in Christ. He felt that moment when he heard the news, napaluhod daw siya, but he felt immediately the presence of God. And he remembered the word of God na, heaven is real. That, Lord, my son is with you. And that comforted him. Hallelujah. So if you have someone and you are grieving over the loss of a loved one, the Lord knows your pain and grief. But you know what? If that loved one has Christ, nasa heaven siya. And there will be a grand reunion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So, but it was his faith in Christ that sustained him all throughout those painful moments. Majority of us gathered today, I know that we have stories to tell about the love of Christ, the power of Christ, the faithfulness of God. Marami po kayong maaring stories to tell about how the Lord has proven His love for you, His power, His faithfulness. Past na yun, ano? And probably you would say, now I have present challenges today. But know this, that if God was faithful to you in the past, believe. Let those past experiences of God's power and faithfulness be a clear reminder of His faithfulness even for the present time, for today. And that faithfulness will be there also even for our tomorrows. Tayo ho kasi, nagbo-worry na tayo about yung tomorrows. Hindi pa nangyayari. May naglalaro na sa my things are playing in our minds about what lies ahead. Paano kaya ako? Sa pagtanda ko, nag-iisa ako, malungkot ako. No, you're not alone. You have Christ. Amen. And be in the local church. Be surrounded with God's people. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God would use His people to be a help and a maging source of comfort. Amen? Praise God. And so, you know, as we end, because we're going to take our communion today, God is remembering, reminding all of us, what is church all about? What is church all about? It's us. It's us. So, I think, as I look around, I think that most of us, majority of us now, we would say that mayroon tayong relationship with Christ. Is it safe to say?
Yes.
Is Christ in your heart?
Yes.
Do you have the assurance that when you and I die tonight that you're going to heaven?
Yes.
How many of you would say, really say,
yes.
Lift up your hands.
Yes.
Lift up your hands. Yes. If you're sure.
Yes.
So sure. Make confidence that anytime, Lord, you take me home, I know I'll be with you. Hallelujah. To be with the Lord. And Greg Laurie said, after that incident, he kept on preaching about heaven. The more he preached to people about heaven, and hell, of course, to know that mahal ho tayo ng Panginoon and He wants us to be with Him forever. But there's work for us to do, church. You know, kailangan ho ang ating cooperation and participation ng Holy Spirit for us to be His hands and feet and mouthpiece to so many who needs Christ. Amen. Let's just thank God this afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise, O God. Lord, we honor you today, Jesus, as our victorious one, the God who died for us on the cross. And your word declares that you have been manifested to destroy the works of Satan, the devil, God. And that because of the cross, we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you that for all of us, God, you have given us, you called us, you chose us. That, Lord, oh God, you have given us the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to our hearts, for causing us to see our true spiritual condition apart from Christ. Nakita po namin at naintindihan that we are lost. We are lost without Jesus. Like yung testimony, we thank you for the testimony of Greg Laurie, Lord God. A simple man, Lord God. You changed his life, God, from coming from a broken home, God. But Lord, you had a greater plan for his life, God. For we know that you're the God who builds up our life, Lord. What Satan has, Lord, tried to destroy or destroyed already, God. You are God who is more than able to rebuild something new. For anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, Lord God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, that, Lord, for most of us, we are undergoing that. Some of us went through already the demolition process, God, and you're starting to build, rebuild our lives. Lord, we thank you now. We understand that it's a process, God. May we respect your time. For some of us now, Lord, mainipin kami. We're impatient, folks. And that, God, we always want, Lord, a fast work. Pero, God, the deeper the work, we understand that, Lord, the greater, Lord God, ang binibuild mo sa buhay namin, God. Greg Laurie now, Lord God, ginagamit mo siya for the Master's use and how thousands of people are coming to know Christ because of his life, because of his obedience to your call upon his life. God, Lord, here we are. We're all ordinary people, God. Here we are, Lord God. Gamitin mo kami, Panginoon. If there's anyone, Lord God, in this gathering today who's discouraged, Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're the one who will lift up that brother or sister this afternoon, God. To know that, Lord, hindi ka patapos. You're not yet done. You're not yet done. Hallelujah. And that because your word promises that the good work you've started in all of us, you are faithful to finish and to complete. You'll never leave that work undone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the outpouring of your Spirit, O God, as you have promised, and how much we need you, Spirit of the living God, in these times that we are living in. We need your guidance. We need your empowerment. We need you to equip us, O God, and to inspire us, O God, to continue to serve God with gladness in our hearts. Lord, we thank you, God, for the many years that you have brought us together as a church. Lord, today, even before we partake our communion, we would like to say thank you for what you have done. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for empowering us. And Lord, encouraging us and motivating us to keep pressing on as we allow your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts continually, God. Lord, I thank you for everyone in this local church, God, for just guiding us, Lord God. For we know that, Lord, there are greater things ahead of us. For yung destiny mo para sa amin in our church life. In Jesus' name we pray. As we call on the ushers. As we call on the ushers. As we are going to take communion. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Allow me to read the portion of the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 11, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Lord Jesus, we remember you today. We remember that you are the one who made that first move. You died for us while we were yet sinners. And that is a proof of how much you love us. You did not wait for us to straighten up our lives, God. It's while we were yet sinners that you decided to die for us. And that in Christ, Father God, we are so grateful. Now we are accepted by you, loved by you. You chose us. And Lord, you even, Lord God, invited us to be part of the building up of your kingdom. Lord, to be called co-laborers in Christ. To know that, Lord, the Almighty God, the all-knowing God, the sovereign God has called us by name and chose us in spite of who we are. And yet, Lord, narito ka, kami, Panginoon, tinawag mo pa para maglingkod sa iyo. We are not perfect, and yet you took the risk. You took the risk to call us and to entrust to us the things of God. Though we realize that, God, this is not our work, this is your work. We honor you, Holy Spirit, for you're such a wonderful gift to all of us. Ikaw, Panginoon, it is you, Holy Spirit, who teaches us the things of God. Every time we read the Word of God, you teach us, you enlighten us, you do the unveiling, you do the work, Lord God. You speak to our hearts that no one else can do, God. Naiintindihan namin na maliwanag, Lord, ang purpose mo, ang plano mo sa buhay naming lahat. That, God, we are called by you. And so, Lord, we would like to offer to you this prayer of thanksgiving, Lord Jesus, for your work at the cross, your finished work at that cross. Something that you did thousands of years ago, but Lord, we are still, Lord, Panginoon, enjoying the privileges of that victory that you did at that cross. Satan has been defeated, and he knows that. And we thank you that your word says that we have the mind of Christ. Naiintindihan namin who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, our position in Christ, that we are never alone in our spiritual lives, because you have given us your Holy Spirit, and you have given us the church, Lord God, brothers and sisters, Lord God, alongside of us, Lord, doing your work, God. Narito kami, Panginoon, nagpapalakasan, Panginoon, praying for one another, encouraging one another, forgiving one another, because, Lord, that's how you loved us. The day is coming that, Lord, oh God, ipipresent mo kami, and your desire is that we be the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. So come, Spirit of the living God, do that work in all of us, God. Salamat, Lord, that you are here to guide us. When we fall, you pick us up, Lord. Kaya, Lord, even as we partake this bread and drink the cup, Lord God, we remember that Jesus, it is finished as you have declared at that cross. Tinapos mo na para sa amin. All it takes is for us to believe and to tap and to be connected to that source of power. And that is, Lord, through you in our praying and your word and through the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your broken body. You suffered and died that we may have life. That, Lord, the gift of eternal life, when that day comes, when you call us home. But even right now, because we are still alive, Lord God, meron ka pa pong purpose in our lives. May plano ka, Panginoon, and help us to walk in the good works that you have prepared for us. As a person, as a follower of Christ, more so as a body of believers, as a church, Lord God. Kaya, Panginoon, as we partake this bread, we remember you, Jesus. Thank you for your broken body, and thank you for loving us so much as we partake this bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your most precious blood. And that blood never loses its power. That when we receive you in our lives, when we put our faith and our trust in you, we were cleansed by your blood, Lord Jesus. Lahat po ng aming kasalanan, Panginoon, pinatawad mo na. Hindi na namin dapat balikan, Lord God, yung mga aming pagkakamalit, mga kasalanan in the past. And if there's anyone right now still being haunted by the past, today, hallelujah, the work of the enemy is, Lord, canceled in the mind and heart of anyone gathered today by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, because with that same blood that cleanses us from all of our mistakes and sins, God, mga pagkakamali, Lord God, na Panginoon, dinadala sa kalooban, Lord God, in Jesus' name, the guilt and shame is gone.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, and because of the blood, that your word says in Revelation that by the blood of Jesus, we have overcome Satan, Lord. Today, we thank you for the victory that we have in Christ.
Amen.
This cup represents that victory, all the blessings and privileges, oh God, of what you have done, Lord God, at the cross, the new covenant, Lord God. We are blessed. We are forgiven. We are healed in Jesus' name. And that, Lord, yung provision mo para sa amin, O God. Hallelujah. And we honor you, Lord Jesus, as we partake this cup because we would like to thank you for the life that you shed, that the blood that you shed on that cross, you gave up your life, that we may have an abundant life and the gift of eternal life to be with you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As we partake the cup, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. There would be a celebration of, there would be, as we call on these women who would, in their dancing, proclaim the victory that we have in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then later on, we're going to take, I'm going to call Hannah later on, and then the elders would say something and just share what's in their hearts about our celebration today for the anniversary. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the victory dance to declare the victory that we have in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Brother Roel.
Glory.
Praise God. I'm going to ask everyone to rise up on their feet. I want you to make a joyful noise as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Do better than that. You might want to clap your hands. A joyful noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Know the sound of the trumpet. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord of lords, King of kings, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Yes, yes. The triumph we have in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we honor you, Lord. You're Lord of lords and King of kings. We declare that we are victorious in Christ today. We declare that, Jesus, you brought about the victory at that cross for us, oh God. Not even the powers of Satan, Lord God. Your word says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for all the things you have done in the past for all of us. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. Let's begin to thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's lift up our voices. Let's lift up our voices. We give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. The Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is speaking to our hearts. The day is coming that He is raising up and calling out men and women, young people, children to come to know Christ in their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that through the work of your Spirit, you're unplugging our spiritual ears. You're opening up our spiritual eyes to see what lies ahead for us as a church of Christ. That we are victorious in Him. That, Lord, oh God, we have the power, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit to overcome. To overcome. Anumang darating sa buhay, dinadaanan at darating pa, Lord God. Whatever is about to come, Lord God. We should not be fearful. The message of the Lord for us today is to speak to those who are fearful in hearts. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory to God. God is with you. He will never leave you, abandon you, nor forsake you. Because God is our Emmanuel. Hallelujah. He is the one who is coming so soon. Hallelujah. That sound of the trumpet, we need to have our ears in tune to that sound of that trumpet. Because that day is coming so close and it's right. So close, church, hallelujah. That there is no more time to waste. We need to do the will of God. We need to obey the voice of God, hallelujah. If God is calling you to be part of the advancement of God's kingdom, say yes to the Lord. Say yes to Christ, hallelujah. And receive, by faith, receive the anointing from God today through His Holy Spirit. Say that to the Lord. Lord, I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive your anointing. You have anointed me. You have anointed, say that. You have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You have anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. You have anointed me, Lord Jesus, through your Spirit to bring sight to the blind. You have anointed me to set freedom, to set those who are captives, freedom, to set the captives free. Glory to God. You've anointed me to pray in the Holy Spirit, the anointing that breaks the yoke. I receive it by faith today because I am a part of the army of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Please be seated for a while. Please be seated for a while. Amen. I'm going to call on the elders, and later on I'm going to call Hannah. Brother Roel, Brother Nelson, and Sister Sally, please come forward, and I would just allow them to say something to every one of you, because, you know, we're so blessed. I am so blessed to have this faithful group of elders to be alongside of me in the work of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ladies, for Sister Sally, yeah, please share something briefly. Amen.
In 11th anniversary to all of you, and I'm so grateful to the Lord that really He has just blessed us as a church to experience the power of God.
Yes.
You know, the manifestation of the power of God, and I'm in my spirit, like the Lord just speaking to me that greater things, that He can do greater things through us.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
As a church, amen.
Hallelujah.
And,
amen.
You know. When I was born again, the Lord already gave me the word that He in Psalm 67 that He has placed the solitary family.
That's
so I'm
right.
grateful to the Lord, because like my family, my physical family is not here, but I'm so grateful that He has placed me in a church, in a local church.
Praise
amen.
God.
And He has and you know, like God doesn't save us. You know, without a purpose, He saved us for a purpose. Amen.
Right,
and
yes.
He has given us gifts and talents so that we can use that to serve Him.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
To serve Him. And you know, like God in this church, I have seen God move
Thank
in
you,
my
Lord.
Life.
Thank you, Lord.
So that I can serve Him the talents that He has given to me, because I'm so grateful.
Thank
First,
you,
I have. I'm really so grateful, and what I'm serving Him is my expression of my gratitude for what He has done in my life.
Praise
Amen.
God.
So,
thank you, Lord.
And I believe that He will do greater things for us as a church.
Praise Amen. God. Thank you so much, Sister Sally. Brother Nelson, thank you. Thank you, Sister Sally.
Praise God. Amen.
As
God. I have said earlier, you know, through the years, God, I see the hands of the Lord, how God moved in our life. In the life of our family.
Yeah.
You know, I believe everybody has gone through a lot of stuff in their life, you know, so I encourage you today, you know, but I've gone through a lot.
Praise the Lord.
Through the years that I'm serving the Lord.
But He has been faithful.
God is very faithful. Yeah. Amen? He's very faithful. Sometimes, you know, if I can imagine how God's like preserve us, you know, through the years, you know, that... We haven't seen our children. You know, I lost my brother. I cannot go home. My wife lost his mom. Her mom, she cannot go home. You know, but you know, without the local, the body of Christ, probably we are not here anymore. So that's why I'm encouraging you today, you know, that, you know, whatever you have gone through in this life, you know, God is always there. Amen. The promise of the Lord that He will never leave us. Nor forsake us.
Amen.
He proved that to us, and He will prove that to each and every one of us here.
Praise the Lord.
So I encourage you today, Lord, that you will be planted in the local church. Very, very important. Because, you know, the church itself will help you. You know, the church itself, the body of Christ, will encourage you.
Yes, yes.
You know, in your low moments, in your high moments, you know.
Celebrating, in
mourning, in everything. The body of Christ is always there. So that I encourage you today that you will be planted. Don't neglect the gathering of brethren. Do not neglect it. Because it will push you, it will encourage you to seek the Lord more and
Praise
to serve Him with gladness. Amen.
Praise
God bless
Lord.
All
Amen.
Of you.
Praise Amen. The Lord. For some of you who probably some of you might not know, but the Lord has already blessed Brother Nelson and his family to have that opportunity to visit their family in the Philippines. In fact, they're leaving for the Philippines towards end of August. They waited for the Lord. And during 30 years, napakatagal ho nun, 30 years, but the Lord has proven He's a faithful God. Amen. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you so much, Brother Roel.
Sir. I just praise God for the 11th year of the New and Living Way Church. God has been faithful to us, to all of us.
Yes.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Hep, hep. Don't know that. Hep, hep.
Hooray.
Hooray. Hooray for Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Hooray for Jesus. No, thank God for everything that He placed us in a local church. Amen. You know, loving one another. Amen. In the book of Acts, it says there that they continued steadfastly.
That's right.
Steadfastly means in an unwavering manner. Amen. They continued whatever has to, you know, in serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I said steadfastly, unwavering manner. And if you follow the verse in Acts 2, they were continuing daily.
That's right. Daily.
In the breaking of bread, in the teachings of the Lord, in
yes,
the Word.
That's right.
You know, in helping others.
Yes.
In helping everybody. All of us go through trials in our life.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that if we want to pursue a holy life, there will be trials. There will be persecutions in our life.
That's right.
But the Lord is always there. Amen.
That's right. Yes.
He gives us, thanks be to God, who gives us the victory.
Amen in Christ.
Through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
We will never lose. We're always the winner. Praise because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord will give us strength. The in Proverbs, He says there, the righteous may fall 7 times.
That's right, yes.
But He raises us up.
Amen.
The Lord will strengthen us, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
So let's just continue. Amen?
Praise the Lord, yes.
Hap, hap.
Hooray.
Hooray to Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much, elders. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to call Hannah right now. Hannah, please come forward. Thank you, elders. You know, the beauty of being part of a local church is, you know, this is not the work of one or two persons alone, but it's a teamwork, it's a team effort, and I'm so blessed to have all of you to be a part of this. And of course, before Hannah would present something, let me say something about Hannah. You know, I've known her mom and dad for a long time. She wasn't even born, but part of the beauty of being part of a local church is, my goodness, when she was born, we were right there, we saw her newly born. And I saw her, like, grow up right before my eyes. Now, how young are you now? 23. And so, haven't seen Hannah grow all throughout these years, not just physically, but even spiritually. You know, we were praying, as a pastor, I was praying for someone who would kind of help us out in the youth ministry. And do you know that she is the answer to my prayer and to the prayer of the elders? God spoke to her, and she said yes to God.
Hallelujah.
And now, praise the Lord. She not only heard, but she obeyed. For some of you, you might notice that at times she's not here in the sanctuary because she's there at the office teaching our group of young people. And so she has said yes to that call, and we're so blessed for you to be doing that. And now she's also coordinating all of these things that we are doing for the Montalban outreach. And so please present it to them. Sige, Hannah, come on. And say something first. Sige, come on. Right, grab a mic. Praise the Lord. So everyone would hear you. All right. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hello. Hi. So this year, we really wanted to focus on the children of Montalban. We found out that Operation Christmas Child doesn't actually get to reach out to them with presents during Christmas time.
That's right.
Because it's too far in, I think, or something. It's just not within the region that they travel.
That's right.
So since we do send a lot of food and clothes to them, and we do support them as a church over there as well, we wanted to reach out to those kids during the holidays and be able to give them gifts as well. It's the same process that we do Operation Christmas Child. It's still going to be $10 per box, except for space purpose, where we bought knapsacks, like sacks, like bags, so that they can reuse it as a backpack if they needed to take their stuff around with each other.
That's right.
So it's going to be $10 per box. Each sack is going to be $1.
So $11.
So about $11 per sack. We're also trying to take a group of people. We're going to discuss this a little bit more later. Volunteers. But we do want a group of people that are willing to drive to downtown LA, look at all the toys so we can buy toys for Christmas time, because we are just going to ship everything in a box. Mm-hmm. And then coordinate with everyone over there that's going to volunteer to help us create those sacks.
That's right. Yes.
So all we're asking is for you to buy the stuff to put inside.
That's right. Yes.
Whether it's like pencils, paper, toys, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, just the same way as Operation Christmas Child.
Yes.
Except we don't really have much limitations this time.
That's right.
So whatever you feel like a child might need over there,
yes.
And appreciate, that is much appreciated. So Tita Monette gave me a few pictures a few months ago, so I just wanted to put it in a collage together.
Yes.
So I made a poster. It's going to go into the fellowship room.
Yes.
It just shows you, like, some of the outreach stuff that we've done so far.
Yes, yes. Can so, yeah.
Oh, you're
yeah.
Holding?
Okay. Yeah. Well, there we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't hide her. Okay.
So, just kidding. yeah. So you're gonna see the different people in Montalban. I chose a lot of the pictures with the kids there, them gathering around, getting food and everything. Hopefully, we could get more pictures this
Praise
upcoming
the
Christmas.
That's right. And
but
the
this is just a visual for you all to see.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
If you have any questions, you can ask me.
Praise the Lord.
Other than that, thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Hannah. Okay, the deadline, August.
Okay. So, we are sending it in a Balakbayan box. And during the holidays, it takes a lot longer than usual. So we are sending it by the end of August. It is the end of July.
So we have a month.
So your due date is the 18th of August, when we celebrate Ninong's birthday.
Okay? Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord.
So every Sunday, I hope you just look at me and remember, because I'm watching all of you.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Hannah. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what? There's excitement because there's joy in giving. And so we're going to take a second offering today towards the outreach. But before we take the second offering, we would like to call Sister Sally and the Estrada family, Sister Flory, Brother Ernie, and the family as they leave for the Philippines, Brother Arvin, the whole family, yeah. Okay. The whole family, the Estrada family, they're leaving next Sunday, August 4, for the Philippines. And what's amazing is the Lord opened that door of opportunity for them. Not just to visit families, but they will be part of the outreach in Montalban. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Isn't this wonderful? Ah, amen. Yes. Alonso is excited. Yay. Yes. Wonderful. You know, yeah, praise God. We're going to send them forth in prayer. And that the anointing of the Lord be upon them. Amen. Let's do that right now. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for you are the giver and that you allow us. Time is a gift from you. And you have given Sister Sally and the whole Estrada family, God, this blessed opportunity to visit the Philippines, God, to see their relatives, loved ones, and friends, oh God. And above all, also the opportunity, Lord God, to be your extension of love and grace to the people in Montalban.
Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you are with them. In every part of the trip, Lord God, their safety, God, your hedge of protection upon them. That, Lord, oh God, that they would have a safe trip going there. Lord, visiting places, oh God, in every place that they would travel, God, that your protection be with them. We thank you for your provision upon them, that God, as you bless them, they be a blessing to so many. And above all, oh God, the opportunity, God, that you have given Sister Sally and Brother Ernie and Sister Florrie and some of the members of the family who will be part of the outreach. We thank you for your anointing upon them, that Father God, that they would experience the joy of, Lord God, of the spiritual harvest that is about to come in the appointed days, God, you've given them to share the gospel to so many. We thank you, Father God, for your protection and that, God, you bless them, Lord God, in every aspect of their trip, Lord God, and that they would come home, Lord, oh God, filled with powerful testimonies to share, God, of your love and your goodness upon their lives, God, bringing forth, Lord God, the harvest, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you all. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. As we call on the ushers for our second offering, praise God. Sister Janet, can you hand me my purple notebook, please? So the second offering is towards Montalban. Let's be generous in our giving. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you give, as unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you as you give. God bless you as you give. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up and let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank God. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you for this blessed time you've given us as a church, Lord, and the blessed opportunity that we can be a blessing to others, Lord. This second offering that was taken, God, we give this as unto you. We thank you, Father God, as we commit it to you, that, Lord, you would bless it and multiply it, God, that many lives be touched and blessed, Lord God, with the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Bless your people indeed, O God, as they have done this, like sowing seeds, O God, into your kingdom, that you would cause it to multiply, and that, Lord, you will prove to your people, O God, that you are our faithful and bountiful supplier. Thank you, Father God, for everyone, and we even commit to you this the remainder of this time, this day, O God, even as we partake our meals together, Lord God, and have time of fellowship to just remember your goodness, Lord. Bless your people, Lord God. Thank you for the joy and the peace in our hearts, O God, through your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Glory to God. Let's call on the praise and worship team as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you. God bless your mother. God bless your mother.
Praise God.